And the gang turf war spread beyond Auckland to the far north town of Kaikoi. Police there say they've seized a pistol and meth in a vehicle stop, and there's now a heavy police presence in the town. It follows an all-out brawl between rivals and what locals describe as drive-by shootings. Well, joining us now is Far North District Councillor John Vucic. Kia ora, John. What's been happening in your town?
Kia ora. Is it you, Lisa?
It is. It is, John.
It is pretty well as you reported there. There have been one or more incidents. I actually only know of the one in the early hours of the morning where there was a drive-by shooting. The police, I might add, have been very good. They have actually increased their presence here, and there is now police guaranteed to be here overnight, and they're remaining in the town. So the locals are very pleased about. So thank you to the police there.
So, John, how does town look different then? Have you got officers on the street? Are they armed?
I don't believe they are armed. I can't really answer that, but I haven't seen any evidence of that myself. And then, but certainly they'd be concerned. So how does it look different? Not much, to be honest. Business is carrying on as per normal. Remember that this is really just an extension of what's happening in South Auckland. So it's been happening in a few places, and it's been targeted. It's a gang rivalry, essentially.
Between who and why? What can you tell us about that, John? Who's in town, and why have they got a beef with each other?
From what I understand, the Killer Bees were involved, as you know, with South Auckland, and the parent that set them up, and this goes back 20 years, they're breaking away from that. So I don't know the full details, and so I can't really go into that. So there's the rivalry. It's patch rivalry, I would say. But just to be clear, that's happening. They're not targeting the public in any manner. But, of course, the public are very concerned.
And that doesn't make it any better, does it, John? That they're targeting each other.
No, it doesn't make it better, but it does indicate that we have a gang problem which needs to be addressed.
But, and so you touched on it there, but can you talk to me in a bit more detail about how locals are feeling about the situation?
Well, the locals are very concerned. We're pleased that the police are doing that, but they are very concerned, and they are doing a number of things to try and address that as they are able. There is, for example, businesses are very concerned. They're looking at cameras. They're putting in cameras. This is happening over a time. And what else can they really do? There are a number of issues that resulted in us being in this space, and that's really what needs to be addressed in the longer term.
So what are the number of issues that have led you to this space, as you put it?
Well, if you look at the town, it's a very young town. It's got a I think in the latest census has probably gone up. It's got the median age of 29, so half the population is below 29. If it's probably the youngest town in New Zealand. It's got a high deprivation, one of the highest, and a lot of youth as a result with very little to do. They're coming from homes that are struggling in various ways. You've got drugs involved. You've got alcohol probably, and various other social issues that are actually involved. So they are not really getting the support they actually need. So that's been happening over a while. It's not just happened, you know, at once, so to speak.
Really appreciate you joining us, John. Thanks for your time. That is John Vucic, who is on the Far North District Council.